How are you?
Well, I'm never better. How does that sound? In a good mood today,
Tony. Well, you're always in a good mood. Come on. Brittany and I keep waiting for you to go, you know what? I need my coffee because I'm a little out of it today.
Well, listen, given the choices, I always choose to be in a good mood.
Wanted to talk with you about an interesting topic. It can be a little bit uncomfortable for some folks, but how to deal with the horrible anger and feelings that one will get from betrayal that result from marital sexual betrayal. Talk about that.
Well, it's a pretty horrible thing. It's one of those things that's so common that we often just kind of overlook it. We don't realize that we're looking at, you know, maybe over 50, 60, 70% of people in marriages over a period of time do have some extramarital relations. Not that the spouse always knows, but it's one of those kind of just those things that everyone doesn't tell everybody about. But when it happens to you, you definitely feel abandoned, betrayed, lied to, just all the bad feelings you can have, low self-esteem, wonder why me, it utterly changes the whole life the person lives in. Pretty horrible stuff, Tony.
Well, I want to talk with both sides, the folks who may be involved with this. First of all, let's talk with the victim. As you wrote to me, it's sadly so common. The numbers are just kind of scary. How does one take that emotional pain and find comfort?
Comfort is maybe the wrong word. It's pretty hard to get comfort from that situation. I think you have to think about it. You're going to do a lot of crying. You're going to probably do a lot of yelling. You're going to need satisfaction. You're going to be needing to know what happened, why did it happen, and then you have to decide, can this marriage continue? Do I want this marriage to continue? And a lot of it, of course, depends on the person who was having the affair, who's been in the relationship. These get into the whys, who, how long-term, how emotionally involved were things, and the willingness on the other person to really share and feel guilt and feel bad and recognize how wrong this was. And that has so much to do with what eventually happens. Both sides, the one who's the victim and the victimizer, each have to be willing to talk and work on things. But if the person isn't willing, and the victim is really going to be angry, and it could turn them for a lifetime in terms of not willing to make a commitment to another relationship. Pretty evil, dark, difficult stuff, Tony.
Should relatives and children be told about this?
Well, within reason. I mean, I don't think young kids, you want to bring people right into things. I think you've got to take into account circumstances, age. I think we need support, and often bringing in family, you know, can be helpful. Now, sometimes relationships, and maybe even most times, relationships are dealt with from within, meaning the two people will deal with the situation, and often it never gets any further, Tony. I've worked with, oh golly, I don't want to say 100 couples, but countless couples that have been through this situation, both male and female, in terms of doing the victimizing, we'll call it, and have worked things through with them, and they've kind of kept it right between the two of them. Others have kind of gone the other way. Anybody who will listen, they will talk to. Often that is not the best way to go. I mean, it may be the only way the person feels they have to deal with it. But generally, if you have your parents, if you have sister, brother, good friend, someone you can talk to, counselor, pastor, minister, call it what you will, it can be very helpful to have a support staff, persons that are there that are willing to talk to you and be helpful to you.
What about the philanderer, the person who created this challenge? What about the guilt and feelings that they have, usually of great guilt? How do they deal with it?
Well, first of all, you know, and of course, some really don't. Let's take it the bad end. Some just do it. They feel it's a right. They're going to do it, and not willing to work on anything, take it or leave it, that type of thing. But let's talk about the average person who realizes they've done wrong, they've come forward, and they really want to deal with it. There's a lot of guilt, a lot of bad feelings. Why did I do this? What type of person am I? And also recognizing the astonishing hurt and pain that has been put on the partner through the willingness to go out and have an affair and be with someone else. So if that person, the combination of guilt, willingness to move forward, willingness to talk about it, willingness to not do it again, and a willingness of the partner to forgive eventually or let go, then the prospects for the philanderer can be quite good, and the marriage could actually potentially become very strong again, assuming that it was strong at one time.
Over the years, in the cases that you've dealt with, is there a percentage where the families have stayed together?
Well, yes, I would say probably, believe it or not, maybe 60%. I'd have to think about it. A lot of it depends on, I will stereotype a little bit. I find when women are in a sexual relationship, often there's more of an emotional attachment, and often the relationship is going to be more gone. Now, that isn't true in all cases, Tony. Men, unfortunately, are often just out and about, and I don't see the emotional attachment, call it foolishness, call it wrong, call it whatever you will. But if a woman is in a relationship with another man, okay, outside of the marriage, often I see that at a higher percentage that the relationship will be over, much more than if a man is in a relationship. And now this is assuming the other partner would be willing to move forward. But I would say that more relationships stay together than you might think, because when you walk down the street, you can be sure you're looking at couples or persons that have had extramarital sex, and even found out, or they came forward and admitted it to the partner, and the relationship stayed together. It isn't like people wear a hat. You know, I had an affair, but our relationship, you know, stayed together. It isn't like you can just go tell who these people are.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Braccio. We'll talk with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Tony.